make it strong. So the Lord said, I want you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I want you to have a strong mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Paul was a separator. And any good man of God, any man of God that's a true man of God, is not a good mixer. He is a good separator. And he'll separate the Lord's disciples from the fullness. And brother, we're going to do that constantly, continuously, and perseveringly. And never give in. Yeah. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. The apostle continues, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now the Bible says we got to lay aside every weight and every sin. There's got to be a separation. He's talking about world conformity. He's talking about any lack of discipline that's in our life that we're not submitting to God's law and will. All of those things you've got to separate yourselves from and become submissive to God's perfect will. As Paul said also in Romans 12, that ye may know what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And that's the only will that we can walk into when we have been separated to the glory of God, into which we have been called by God's grace. We have been sanctified. We have been commended to God's holiness. And we're willing to be used for the glory of God. In Psalm 4, in verse 3, this is quite a scripture. David said, but know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. When God separates somebody for himself, he sets apart or separates from the world a holy person. If you don't live totally holy, God will not use you and separate you. Know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. That fellow will stand in awe. The next verse says, and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. See, God wants to direct our lives fully. Get to the place where God can fully direct us. The first man that was ever called out that became our father of faith, and that was Abraham. In Genesis, the 12th chapter, the Bible gives us this biographical sketch of the father of you, us all who walk in the faith of the steps of our father Abraham. Here is the beginning of Abraham's calling or separation. Genesis 12 and verse 1. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. When God calls a man or woman before the crisis and sets them apart, and by grace, he calls them to the glory of Jesus Christ and to the honor of being a laborer for Jesus in the kingdom. Then we've got to do just like Abraham. The Lord told him first, you've got to get out of your own country, out away from your kindred, from your father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. We got more faint-hearted Christians today. They so far they're going to get out of their geographical location till it's Pete, they think that's the only place that anything can happen good. And it's probably the only place everything's going to happen bad. We got folks that want to live out here. And their faint hearts, it's not their brilliant intellects, it's their faint hearts. It's just holding them back. Like Shakespeare said, the dread of what may happen makes us rather bear the ills we have than fly to others that we know not of. Now that's really beautiful, isn't it? I'd rather just have what I've got than take a chance. I'd rather take a chance when I don't have what I want and what I need and what I ought to have. I'll take any chance. Praise God. Old Abraham took a chance. He had to go. Now I'll read you a little bit more of that over in the New Testament in just a moment. God said, if you'll do this, I'll make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I'll make your name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I'll bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. Good Lord, have mercy. That wasn't anything you could feel in your hand, but what a promise. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken with him. He left. All right, now let's look at what Hebrews 11 says about Abraham's exploits by faith here. The same crisis, or the same little sketch here of his life and this great decision in his life. Hebrews 11 and 8. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. These old faint-hearted Christians do, well, I'm just not sure about everything. Well, not sure about everything. Well, of course you're never going to be sure about everything. Where'd you ever get that brilliant idea? Well, that was a brainstorm. You just had one. Every old foolish Christian has them kind. I'd throw that in away and say, hey, Lord, I want a new one.
Amen. That's the truth.
I'd be like that black fella my daddy was fishing with, and they laid down and told him to steer home. He was out in the ocean fishing. Said, here, said Sippy, they called the black fella, says, he's fishing with him, says, head right toward that star. You'll take us home that way. Head laid down about 30 minutes. First thing when he shook him, said, Captain, said, get up and give me another star. I didn't pass that one. That's just the way most Christians are. They don't know. They can't read the stars. They need an astrologer. They won't listen to the Lord. Might as well go down and have a palm reader or astrologer or somebody give you an astrological guide if you're not going to have faith in God. Yeah, write to Abby or that other one. Anne. Lord, have mercy. God spoke to Abraham, said, I want you to get out of your father's house and out of this place you're living around where you've never amounted to nothing. I want to make you a great man. His name was Abram, which meant high father. He said, I'm going to change your name if you'll go. I'm going to call you Abraham, which is a father of many nations. Lord, with the multiplication that you're a blessing to people, you become when you obey God by faith. And quit having to sit down and see it in figures. Oh, Lord. So the Bible said he obeyed. And he went out into a place that he should after receive for an inheritance. Afterwards.
Yes.
He never did get it. His children got it years, 430 years later. And he went out not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country. Dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob. He's teaching them to be heirs with him of that same promise.
Yes.
He taught it to his children.
Amen.
He hadn't seen nothing. He hadn't got nothing. Not one stick of furniture could he accumulate, and not one foot of real estate could he amass. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And listen to what 1 Peter said about it. He says, this one back. He said, you're going to be the father of many nations. What kind of nations? Here's the kind they are. 1 Peter 2 and 9.
Yes,
ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, separated people. That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Which in time past were not a people, but you're now the people of God. You're separated to the Lord. But know thou that the Lord will set apart him that is godly for himself. He don't take no old vagabond Christian and separate him. He takes a holy Christian and separates him. And demands it. And if you don't do it, he'll tack your hide on the wall. He'll be looking at something looks like a relic out of the past somewhere. Lord, hang you up there. And you see there what I do to folks that I cleanse and purify and make holy, and then they won't mind me? Here's one of them. Where, boy, that's a rare creature. I've seen a lot of these old Christians around the hospitals a-grunting and a-groaning and dying and vomiting and carrying on. I know you look in there and think you see their profile spiritually when you don't see nothing unless you got revelation from the Lord or they bear their heart to you. I walked in many hospitals where God had had people separated to the Lord. They were holy And God demanded you get out here and do what I want you to do, or I'm going to put your hide up beside the old barn. And there they lay, grunting and groaning, all stove up in affliction. What are you doing here? You don't just happen to get there. It ain't no accident. I've caught them off guard. I've caught them when they were alone. I went in one ward one day where they were just laying in there just in all kind of wretched conditions. Every one of them were Christians. What are you doing here, sister? Oh, said me and my husband, we never did get along. I never would submit to him, and I've been a battle axe all my life, and this is what I get for it. That's right. You've been old battle axe all your life. Go to the next one. I'm a Nazarene. What are you doing here, sister? Back a few years ago, brother, God warned me about dressing worldly and living like the world. God told me I'd better cut it out and get holy and be an example for his glory. And look at here what's happened to me. I wouldn't do it. Right on down the line. What are you? What church you belong to, sister? Oh, I'm Assembly of God. I'm Church of God. What are you doing here? I've been a rebel against the Lord's word. Oh, I tell you, that was the biggest breakdown I ever saw at any one time like that. All them people in there incurably ill. Rebellion! God separated me, but I wouldn't live holy. Let me tell you, the Bible said we're a chosen generation. We're a royal priesthood. We're an holy nation. We're a peculiar people that we should show. That's in your lifestyle. The praises of him that called you out of that darkness you lived in into his marvelous light. Because you didn't used to be a people, but now you're the people of God. You didn't attain mercy, but now you've obtained mercy. And then the apostle tells you how to stay in that mercy. Stay in that grace. Stay in that calling. Verse 11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. They'll defeat you and God will reject you. God don't use old defeated Christians. He uses victorious Christians that have been separated, called by his grace and separated unto his holiness. Lord, have mercy. Jesus was a great separator of men. In John the 17th chapter, boy, that beautiful prayer he prayed just before his betrayal and crucifixion. John 17, beginning in verse 6, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. I separated them out of the world.